My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is for when you are working through a big project and are feeling stumped or unmotivated. Go ahead and do the easiest part first. It might not be much, but it is something. And something tends to be better than nothing. I write a lot, but even so, some things are harder to write than others. I don't generally have lots of time to just stare at a blank page. So whenever something feels difficult, I need a strategy. Here's what it is. I write the easiest or most obvious part first. Maybe it's a book review where I know I'm going to use one particularly wise quote and one rather silly quote that the author included. Even if I don't know how I'm going to start the review, I can write those two paragraphs. Then maybe something else will occur to me. And now I've got at least a quarter of the review done. Perhaps you've got a big project going too. If things are seeming challenging, just do whatever seems most doable. If you are doing employee evaluations, there is probably some straightforward stuff about projects and tenure and whatever else that you can put down. If you are giving a presentation, maybe make the slide that you know you are going to include. I mean, we're literally talking the slide with your bio and contact information if that's what it takes. Or the title. Hey, now we're getting somewhere. I know there's a school of thought that says to eat that frog. That is, do the most challenging or difficult part first, because everything else will seem easy afterwards. There's definitely something to that. I think people are generally better off starting their days with challenging work or work that requires focus. That's because everyone runs out of steam. But within that focus time that you have carved out, if you find yourself just beating your head against the wall and feeling frustrated, give yourself the gift of doing something on this big project. Just do the easiest part first. Once the easiest part is done, you have something. It is almost always easier to turn something into something more than to turn nothing into something. As you are creating the easiest slide in that deck, you will get an idea for another one. And then you will remember that cute anecdote you wanted to tell at the opening. And next thing you know, you are pretty far into your project. Work creates its own momentum. But you have to get that momentum going. So I just copy down the quotes from the book I'm reviewing that I plan to use. With a book proposal, I could just go ahead and fill in my bio. I am pretty sure what my bio and headshot look like. Then, suddenly, the rest of the project doesn't feel nearly so overwhelming. Start with the easiest part, and sometimes the harder parts become easier. You just have to get going. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.